Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for Ask an Expert. Every weekday at this time, we give you direct access to top experts in various fields related to the pandemic. Today, we are looking at how common COVID reinfection is. And to answer your questions, we're joined now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Juliette Pulliam, Director of the Center of Excellence in Epidemiological Modeling and Analysis at Stellenbosch University in South Africa. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. There was a time when we thought if you were vaccinated or had COVID already, your chances of becoming reinfected were very, very low. Is that not the case anymore?
Good morning. So what we've found in South Africa is that reinfections are actually occurring at a fairly high rate. So we currently have a seroprevalence of about 98%. We had that in mid-March. We've since had a major resurgence in terms of the number of cases, which means that most of the people who were getting infected in our resurgence were actually people who had either natural immunity or had been vaccinated.
Dr. Pulliam, how long does it typically take for a reinfection to occur? I mean, for instance, if you've gotten infected with COVID, how much time do you typically have before a chance of another infection?
That's a really important question that we can't answer with our data because we use a cutoff of 90 days in order to identify reinfections when they occur. So there are some data from Denmark that suggest that it's less than that, but we can't say that from our data.
All right, so you're looking at modeling. Do you have any inkling whether reinfections become less severe over time?
From what we can see in the South African data, it looks like they probably do, that second infections seem to be less severe than first infections. We can't look at that directly in our data, but we have some colleagues here in South Africa who have looked at that and have shown that there is less severity.
What did you find in this data, in this modeling, that perhaps surprised you about COVID and what tells you about COVID and the various variants going forward?
So what we found with our models was that the beta and delta variants that were circulating earlier in the pandemic in South Africa had about the same reinfection risk as the original wild type variant. But when Omicron came in, it really changed and the reinfection rate went up dramatically. So the thing that I find most surprising in our data is that we actually see a few people who have more than two infections. So it looks like people are actually getting reinfected multiple times, potentially up to three or four infections.
So given that, can we predict, for lack of a better word, how seasonal this might become or how often we might expect going into the future to be infected?
I think it's very difficult to predict, and I don't want to speculate too much, but I do think we're looking at a situation where people are over the course of their lives will get multiple infections, and that almost everyone will get infected at some point.
You know, and when you talk about it like that, the inevitability of being infected with COVID, does that change how we should approach it, or should we maintain the same vigilance in our protocols in trying to avoid it, or is it, you know, it's going to happen anyways, might as well just get it over with?
I think that it's dangerous to be too fatalist about it. I do think that we can protect ourselves and protect ourselves from dramatic surges. I think, of course, the biggest issue, at least in South Africa, is when the hospitals get overwhelmed. And if everyone's getting infected all at once, then that is more likely to happen. And I think that's one of the reasons that it makes sense to keep protecting yourself as much as you can.
That's a sort of general advice. Where do vaccines play into this? Like, what role will they play as people continue to get reinfected?
Vaccines are still our best protection in terms of protecting us from severe disease. I think the other really big question that is important to ask is, what is the consequence of long COVID? And we don't know that yet for reinfections. There really aren't any data on that.
Is there any data on long COVID from people suffering from reinfections? If you get a reinfection, does that mean long COVID is worse, or is it the same with someone who has only been infected once?
We don't have any data on that, unfortunately.
Dr. Pulliam, would like to ask you, with the data that you've looked at here, how do you think this will help fighting COVID going forward?
That's a difficult question. I'm not sure that it necessarily helps us fight it going forward, but I do think it gives us some insights into what the future might look like in terms of the long-term dynamics.
So how would you want your data to be used?
Well, I think it's actually the models that I would like to see used more widely. So we've developed models that allow us to analyze the data in a specific way, and we've made those models available so that people with similar data in anywhere in the world can actually implement these models as well.
Well, Dr. Pulliam, thank you so much for taking the time to join us and share your insights with us. We've been joined on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Dr. Juliet Pulliam, Director of the Center of Excellence in the Epidemiological Modeling and Analysis at Stellenbosch University in South Africa. And you can listen to the entire interview at kcbsradio.com. All of our Ask an Expert interviews are posted at kcbsradio.com/askanexpert or look under the More button at kcbsradio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.